Everyone, it's NatCat207, and I am bored out of my mind, so I wanted to solve the puzzle. I would like to answer a little questionnaire that I found by user PedalBaby, so I'm just gonna go ahead and jump right into it. This is her fifth questionnaire, so... Ta-da. Number one, what is your love language? My love language is, I think, sharing aspects of things that I like, because my default setting is not bothering anybody. I hate to bother people. I always feel as though I'm a burden, so I'm sort of an introvert in that sense. And when I do share my interests, it's out of, you know, pure excitement. I feel as though it's something that you can share with somebody that you really care about. Other stuff. I like to spoil the people that are my loved ones. Just because, you know, if you have the opportunity, why not? I think that sharing something that you've earned is very sweet. So, when I do get the chance, I try to spoil those around me. And also physical touch, because, yes, who doesn't like that? Number two. How and when did you discover your favorite kink? If you're not kinky, how did you find GWA? Okay, let's be real. If we're on GWA, I think we're all sort of different. I don't know. I have a variety of different kinks. But, one of my main ones is being... It's funny because I do a lot of FDOM audios, and they're fun, but I tend to, you know, shift to the side of a dom man. And I think that came from, you know, being around a bunch of men when I was younger, so... I feel more comfortable with them, and although the men that I was surrounded by were very nice and sweet and gentle, I think a more dominant man stands out a little more to me. Let's see. What do I wear to bed? Nothing. Woo! I think clothes are uncomfortable. Maybe that's just me. I try to be courteous to anyone I am sharing a bed with, so there is that. And that is my roommate walking out of the room. Okay. Where are you answering this questionnaire? I am on my bed right now. Clothed, surprisingly. What is your favorite kind of soup? My favorite kind of soup is my mom's soup. She makes caldo, which consists of cabbage, corn, carrots, beef, squash, rice, potatoes. I think that's it, but I've always had an affinity for her cooking. How do you pronounce these following words? Caramel. Data. I say route. Very, very rarely do I say root. It's... I don't know. Pecan, ant, envelope, pajamas, and crayon. How interesting. Number seven. Would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? No. When I was scanning over these, I had to ponder that one for a little bit, but my final answer is a no, because I think one of the most titillating things about having sex with someone is that they're different. They have different tastes and different preferences, and you get to learn about those, which is the funnest part. Oh my goodness. And so if you're by yourself, then what's the point? Like, if I were to have sex with myself, I would already know what I want. So I would just get the job done in like 5 minutes tops, and then not... have any fun figuring out these new things about myself. So So, what else? Number 8. Say your partner or potential significant other is well-versed in a certain subject, and you find that knowledge to be extremely... I lost my place. Hold on. And you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? Music? Or... history? I think... music is very, very important to me. I'm trying to be quiet right now because I think somebody just opened my door. But history, I think it's fun. I think it's not as boring as other people would consider it to be. I also like the History Channel, so there's that. Dating-wise, how old is too old and how young is too young? Personally, I'm a very open person, so I think compatibility matters more than a number. As for how young is too young, I wouldn't want to feel as though I'm babysitting that person, so somebody who's, you know, on the same level as me, you know, emotionally, I think is very important, no matter the age. Number 10. Has anyone ever told you you sound like someone else? A celebrity, cartoon character, or anyone else? I did a singing post a few weeks ago. It was just something that I did. But Tarkus Trooper, hello. She compared me to Fiona Apple, which I absolutely adore. She is awesome. Although I wish I would sound a little more like her, I will take that as one of the biggest compliments that I've gotten about my voice. How old do you think your listeners think you are? I kind of want to ask y'all, you know, just to get an estimate, but I would say... no idea. I'd say in my 20s. I don't want to spoil anything, you know? I feel like a big part of GWA is like this mystery surrounding people, which is why I'm doing this questionnaire. Let's see. Are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there a food that you like that most other people don't? I am not picky eater, mostly because what I eat isn't a large variety of things. One thing that I don't eat is calamari. I tried it once. I was not into it. I'm so sorry. I'm not generally a seafood person, but that was the ticking point for me. Let's see. Is there a food I'd like? Most people don't. I think there's one, mostly because it's not that common. I mean, depends. I like barbacoa, or like lengua. It's like cow head or something like that. I'm not even sure. I'm not prepared for this questionnaire. I'm so sorry. Where am I? Okay, number 13, dun dun dun. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? This is gonna sound basic. Brace yourselves. Italy. It is my dream to go to Italy one day because I used to study the Renaissance and their culture surrounding art and the Enlightenment period and humanism. And I think it's so interesting and I want to go. Also, Italian food, I would try it out. I would want to try it out just because, you know, Olive Garden, I don't think is 100% authentic. As for a time period, sometime where there's a revolution, you know, I would I think it would be really interesting to be present during that time where women were starting to get into the workforce and they were really becoming independent and, pushing forward these boundaries of just being, just there. Number 14. Can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? That is a big fat no. I am a romantic. Please do not ask me that. I don't know. I'm a sucker for love. I think it's. It'll probably sound immature coming out now, but I think love is very important. And if I never found that, or if I never find that it'll be. Not the end of everything, but something that I feel as though I would have wanted to experience in my lifetime. Right. Number 15. Do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? That is. Gray skies. Gray skies. I think rainy days are my favorite. I know beautiful skies indicate, it's a beautiful day, ooh la la, but gray skies, I think, bring back a lot of memories to me where I would stay at home and just hang out with the people that I love, and I think that makes me happier than such a beautiful day outside. Number 16. What were your favorite shows as a kid? I love Lucy. Is the OG. She is awesome. I love her so much. What else? What else? What else? I used to watch a lot of Frasier with my parents, which is kind of a weird show for a child to watch, but it was a really good show. What else? Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. That is one of the greatest shows that I think I've ever seen. Even now, I think. The message that he was trying to push was so profound. So I think that was really amazing what he did for television and educators and children alike. Number 17. What is your favorite protein? Meat. Yes. I am a monster for liking meat. Let's do that. Number 18. Are you interested in true crime? Yes, I like to watch documentaries about. Serial killers, people who are crazy. Not crazy, but very out of the ordinary. I think it's very interesting. To live a life that derails from what everybody else considers to be the default, the normal, normal. I don't know where I was going with that. Was it? Disregard that. Let's just say it's interesting to look into the perspective of someone who derailed from a normal life. 19. What are your hard limits sexually? I do not like scat. anything involving urine or fecal matter, I am not into. Why? It could be rooted from the fact that I saw two girls, one cup, like. I don't even remember how old I was. I just remember that I was traumatized and I never wanted to deal with that ever. Do I like reality television? I used to watch a lot of TLC shows. So I guess that answers your question. And I don't think Maury or Jerry Springer counts, but I'm just gonna give them an honorable mention because those were the days that I would stay at home sick. Not really sick, but whatever. I would stay at home and watch daytime television. It was the trashiest yet most wonderful thing I remember as a kid. 21. What do I think of pegging? Yep. Yep. I'm into it. If a guy isn't into it, I'm a little, I can't really say much for him. That's just a preference of his. But I think it's extremely sexy. So I'll leave it at that. 22. How would you describe how adults ask each other out versus how kids do it? When you say kids, I'm assuming that you're talking about teenagers, so I prefer the old-fashioned way. I think it's romantic to, you know, go out of your way to ask somebody if they wanted to meet somewhere or arrange something sweet for them. I think technology makes it a lot easier for someone to just communicate, but if you go out of your way, I think that makes you stand out. 23. Do I like raw onions in my food? No. No, 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 no. No, no. The texture is so weird. Yeah, no. No. 24. Can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? Yeah, no. No, that is a failure. What am I doing? 25. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? Most of the people that I've slept in a bed with are their friends, so I'm just adamant on not touching them because they're not very touchy people. So I guess if you were, I would cuddle, but I would make sure not to go way past your boundaries. That was my dog. What are you doing? 26. Do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? I have a Sam's Club membership card. I just do that because I like to buy things in bulk, like, I don't know, DVDs of The Room, I don't care. 27. What is a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life? She listed some examples here. I guess it would be being in high school again because, let me tell you, in high school I had some really, 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 really good looking male teachers, and you know, without the whole, you know, illegal thing, oh, it would have been nice. But anyway, this is, supposed to be a very appropriate questionnaire. Let's see. 28. What's a fashion trend of your youth that you find absolutely atrocious now? I already had this one prepared. In the early 2000s, it was a trend for girls. I mean, women did it too, but it was mostly girls. For girls to wear bootcut jeans under a regular length dress. And it was so weird. I never got that. I'm shuddering now just thinking about it. I think. What is that for? Come on. Get your shit together. What are you doing? let me not get angry at this fashion trend and move on to the next question. 29. What is your favorite accent? Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. One of my favorite accents, I guess this is very specific, but a long time ago, I had purchased one of Tom Jones's live albums. It was what album was it? He was performing at the Flamingo Hotel, and prior to that, I had never heard him speak. I just knew him as the dude who sang the song that Carlton Banks danced to. But it's actually one of my best memories, just listening to that album in its entirety for the first time. And he has the most beautiful Welsh accent. I think the Welsh accent is very, very, very sweet. That was the one that really stuck out for me. As for other accents, Italian, of course, because I'm basic and I love Italy, even though I've never been there. Canadian, British, and without giving myself away too much, I really love Latino accents because they are so nice. There's such a variety of them, and you know, I know a lot of Latinos, you know, because I'm Latino. But let's forget that I just spoiled myself. As for a specific Latino accent, Puerto Rican is one of them. I don't know about the Spanish one. It's nice though. I think it's cool how their S's are inflected with a lisp. 'Cause they're from España, but okay, I'm drifting way too far. What did I say? Italian, Welsh, British, Latino. I probably missed a few. Irish is nice too. I like Irish. Let's see. The quality of a voice that would really draw me in, that was what it was. I think it doesn't, for me, it doesn't matter the subject matter. I just think that inflections and intonations are, in your voice really reveal what you focus on when it comes to a subject. I think I really love when somebody is talking about something that they're passionate about because you can hear it in their voice and you don't even have to be looking at them to know that this is something that they really care about. So as somebody who's very passionate about what they speak about and, you know, isn't monotone, I think really draws me in. Number 30. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, or do you flirt back sometimes? I love to flirt. Oh my goodness, I love flirting. I do it in real life all the time, and I probably get in trouble way too much for it, but I think it's my default. It is my default. So I admit that sometimes I'm not as formal as I should be. Or maybe. Nah, I'm not gonna apologize for that. No, I'm okay. 31. Do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? Not at all. Oh my goodness, I love pet names. Because I'm from the South, I know it doesn't sound like it, but I'm very much used to being called pet names like Princess, Sweetie, stuff like that. And I think I don't see it as demeaning, probably just because where I grew up, it's something, it's a term of endearment. So yeah, I don't mind at all. I actually prefer it. But we'll leave that. We'll leave that alone. 32. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? I think the eyes are very important. As for facial features, I love crinkles in the eyes, laughter lines, smile lines, stuff like that. Just because I think you can tell a lot from a person's face and, you know, the lines in their face, because if you have these laughter lines, you know, this person isn't so serious. They know how to have a good time. They enjoy the things that matter most, which is just, you know, enjoying other people's time. I probably sound dumb right now. Let's move on. 33. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? How about all the one, but how about all on your fingers and toes? I can count them. Actually, I'm not gonna reveal that. I do not need toes. I do not need all of my fingers. I'll leave it at that. You can guess. Number 34. This is a final one. Okay. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already?
Okay. This doesn't really apply to me because I have more than one favorite poster. I think the greatest part about the subreddit is that there's such a variety of people who are into these different things. So I have yet to find a poster that is exactly hitting the right notes that I look for, which personally, I don't know. I wouldn't want to find just that one person because, you know, I think it's fun listening to new people. But I've interacted with some of my favorite posters, and all of whom are very, very, very sweet and nice and kind and welcoming to the subreddit. So I appreciate everybody on here. I've never really had a bad interaction with anybody on here before. And I am definitely looking forward to meeting more and more people as time goes by. I think I am done. If you want to go ahead and comment another question, I am totally fine by that. But I'm going to go to bed now. So, good night.